So next, what we are going to see here is what are the challenges faced by the Indian retail sector in India. There are challenges faced by the retail sector in Indian retailing scenario. Barriers to FDI. So the first barrier is restriction on multi-brand retail limit, foreign players entry. So there are certain restrictions which government has put on multi-brand retail. There's a limit over there. That's the first challenge. That's the first barrier. Single brand allows 100%, but multi-brand is capped at 51%. So if you see the barrier, the first barrier is it's only the single brand FDI is allowed, which is allowed to a tune of 100%. But with regards to the multi-brand, it is capped at 51%. That's the first challenge which the retailers are facing in Indian retail scenario. Lack of industry status. So here also the retail sector is not recognized as industry by the government. That's the second challenge the Indian retail scenario is facing. There is limited access to finance, investment, and incentives. So if you see the FDI, which is not allowed in multi-brand, which is kept at 15%, definitely there is lack of investment. There is slow movement with regards to the investment and incentives. So there is a limited access, which is hampering the retail growth in Indian scenario. Continuing with regards to the challenges faced by retail sector in India, then there are infrastructure issues. So there is definitely inadequate urbanization and poor transportation. So definitely the supply chain is not that up to the mark. So there is inadequate urbanization. There are pockets which are developed. There are pockets which are not developed. There's poor transportation. So if the logistics are not in place, definitely the cost price will go up and definitely the price of product will go up. So if infrastructure is not placed, that is definitely going to hamper the growth of retail in Indian scenario sector. Moving to the next challenge, there is limited expansion beyond urban centers, restrict market access. So certain companies only cater to the urban market. They are scared of entering the rural market. There are certain urban centers which has been developed. So that has certain time the limited market access also results into hampering the growth of the sector. Moving to the next challenge, which is a very big challenge, high rise real estate cost. The cost of real estate is very high. The rentals are very high, thereby ensuring that the retailers think twice, thrice before entering a market. So there are limited land pockets available with clear title ownership. There are lands available which are which are in dispute. The clear title is not available, which that's the reason the retailers, they shy away taking the property. They don't want to enter into a litigation, or they want clear title. So the number of clear titles available are very less. That is one of the challenges faced by the retail sector. The rentals, the property with clear titles have a higher rentals, and there is a constraint in supply. The supply is less, the demand is more. Definitely, that's one of the challenges faced by the Indian retail sector in India. If you see the bottlenecks, moving ahead, we'll see what are the supply chain bottlenecks faced by this sector. Long and inefficient supply chain, poor cold and chain infrastructure adds to operational costs. So if the number of highways are less, if the number of highway doesn't have 4 lane or 5 lane, the warehouse facility is not available, the huge warehouse is not available. So all this becomes a bottleneck with regards to the supply chain, with regards to the growth of the sector. So there is inefficient highway, the roads are not constructed, there are potholes, the logistics takes long time to deliver the product. So these are all the factors hampering the Indian retail scenario. Moving ahead to the next point barrier, which is getting the sector down, is the complex taxation system. So if you see differential tax rates across different states, that is one of the biggest challenges the sector is facing. Increased cost and complexity of doing business. So in case if the retailer want to set up a store, then there are a lot of increased cost. There are a lot of licenses they have to procure. There are a lot of paperwork they need to do. There is a lot of complexity in doing business, which discourages the customer to set up a store, which discourages the corporate to come up in a sector and offer a good product at a reasonable price. So you see, these are certain bottlenecks which hampers the growth of retail sector. Moving to the next point, the next barrier, which are the legal issues. And there are stringent labor laws, there are stringent compliance requirement by the government that is also hampering the growth of the corporates coming to the retail sector, limits flexibility and adds cost. So when there are stringent labor laws, there are higher payouts, there is Minimum Wages Act, and there are different laws, legal issues, there are various compliance issues which discourages customer to come into this segment, corporates to come into this segment. So that is with regards to the legal issues. The next point, the barrier is with regards to the retail sector is customer preferences. So as I said, with advent of the residual income and additional income, nuclear families, there is a lot of income available, and the consumer is not loyal nowadays. So there are the customer preferences keep on changing. It vary across states. It's challenging merchandisers. So they cannot keep a product in north, the product which is a hit, which is a good selling well in south market can definitely not be sold to the north market. Both the markets are different. So consumer preference is different, which is giving challenge to the merchandisers. They have to keep a separate assortment mix for the south customer. It would be different assortment mix for north person. So that is also a big challenge. Sales per square foot lower than international average. So when they start, when the merchandiser or the retailer person, the buyer who's buying a product, needs to keep in mind the sales per square foot, what is the return they are getting with regards to the product sold. So the return per product sold, the profit margins are so less, it is lesser than the international average. So that is also a barrier with regards to the retail sector. Skill gaps. So the next gap is skill gap, the next point which is hampering the retail growth. There's a lot of shortage of skilled manpower. There are people who are from the rural area who could not speak good English. There are people who doesn't have much more skilled power. Higher manpower costs compromise service quality. So when a consumer is not able, when a salesperson is not able to speak, is not skilled, or whether they are not able to speak good English, there is a higher manpower cost, and there is definitely it compromises the quality, the service quality. So that is one of the pointers with regards to the there is one of the pointer with regards to the sector which is not growing at the speed which is required to. Shrinking margins. So there are one of the biggest pointer with regards to the retail market is margins. It's shrinking. The price rise because of the rentals, because of the since the supply chain is not in place. Definitely, all these costs add to the product costs. The market, the when the product cost is high, the margins are less. There's a price rise, reduced margin by the manufacturer. One of the points which is getting the sector down, and with advent of lot of competition coming in, the retailer has to offer discounts, they have to offer promotions to stay in the market. That has also affected the profitability. So if you see all these points, skill gaps, shrinking margins have also contributed to the degrowth of the retail sector in India. The next point is the e-commerce competition. So what has happened, there were earlier a lot of competition with regards to the local retailers, kirana stores, malls, and on top of it, there is onslaught of e-commerce. So once the e-commerce players have come into market, there's a definitely rapid growth which has posed threat to traditional retailers because the price point is less. The online platform offers low price point, wider selection options. If you see a local supermarket or a departmental store, they offer limited products, but in with regards to the e-commerce, they have a wide range available. The customer can sit at home at his leisure, see the different products from different angles. There's a 3D 360 view available. They can the return policy is also in a place, so they don't have to leave comfort of their house. They can shop from their home, paying a lesser price, a good quality product at a good price. So that's the biggest challenge the offline retailers are facing. Changing consumer behavior, shift driven by digitalization, changing lifestyles, meeting evolving expectation requires continuous innovation. So definitely what has happened with regards to the e-commerce competition and the consumer behavior is changing. So the consumer wants to experience new product which is available at a reasonable price. With the advent of mobile penetration, there are a lot of apps available. There are a lot of virtual apps available where they can actually see how a spectacle frame looks on a person. So a person can upload his or her photo, check the spectacle, how it looks on his or her face. So a lot of consumer behavior has changed. The customer doesn't have to go to a shop. He can actually upload the photo, see how that spectacle frame looks on the face, and then go ahead and buy. So that is the changing behavior, consumer behavior, which is happening. And there are a lot of innovations. So this is one of the innovations you can see. Also, the customer doesn't have to go to a trial room and actually try a shirt. There's a photo available. There is the consumer can stand over there, try the product, how the product looks on that. So a lot of innovations have happened, a lot of disruptions have happened, and that has definitely fueled the degrowth part, or this hampering the sector, the growth of the sector in Indian retail scenario. Moving to the next point, which is rural market penetration. So since the infrastructure is, the rentals are high, infrastructure is not available, warehouse facility is not available, logistics not in place, highways are not there. In rural market, there is a low purchasing power. So all this point have added to the, this degrowth of the sector. These are hampering the growth. Tailor-made strategies not available with regards to the rural market. That's one of the pointers. Moving to the next point is regulatory compliance. So there is a wide range of laws and regulations which are very complex in nature and which require a lot of administrative burdens. There's a lot of money which is being spent with regards to the rules and regulations, compliance with regards to the law. So that has also, which is one of the pointers which is hampering the growth with regards to the retail sector. The next point is brand and product authenticity. So whenever there is a product which has become a hit, the consumers are liking it, there's a lot of counterfeit products which start getting manufactured in the local markets. There are different product and brand piracy which happens. So that requires a robust supply chain management and collaboration. That is also one of the pointers. So we'll see the next challenge with regards to data security and privacy. So what is happening when a customer enters the mall or a store, when he does a billing, because of the loyalty program, the customer data, the customer is asked to share the mobile number, and in certain stores they ask the email address as well. So there is a big threat with regards to the data security and privacy, because a lot of this data gets sold out for a mere certain rupees. So that is also a big issue the Indian consumers are facing with regards to the increasing digitalization and collection of customer data. That is also hampering the growth of sector in this retail Indian scenario. The next challenge is there is a lot of data and data security and privacy which gets compromised. So that is one of the pointers. Moving to the next issue is which environment sustainability. So there's a lot of pressure to adopt sustainable products that is taking a toll. So the next point is environmental sustainability. There's a lot of pressure from the government as well as the NGOs and other corporate sector to adopt sustainable products, which is putting a toll with regards to the price points. And those eco-friendly products, obtaining those eco-friendly products and distributing it is a big challenge. It requires a lot of initiatives and a lot of investments. So that is also a barrier for the retail sector. We will see the emerging trends and the way ahead for retail sector in India. That's the next point of study. So if you see the market size and the growth, the Indian market scenario is expected to grow. It's estimated to cross 1 trillion mark by 2025. That's the expected CAGR. So if you see the market size, it's expected to grow at 1 trillion mark by 2025. The consumer needs and retail innovation will be going to the next step. There is a lot of customers who are evolving and they need a lot of different products at a good price point, good quality. That is also the next big challenge for the retailers. There are continuous innovations which needs to be there to address such challenges. So that's the emerging trend with regards to the consumer demands. Moving ahead, we'll see there would be a lot of technology and competitive forces which will force retailers to change the product strategy, the product pricing, the different factors affecting the product. So there are a lot of data which is available and they need to customize those product, change the product offering as per the segments. So that is the challenge, that's the emerging trend. The companies need to adapt to a lot of technology changes, use AI, artificial intelligence. They need to ensure that what product strategy is applicable in East is not applied same thing in the West area. And definitely using this data, they can capture more markets. So moving ahead to the next point is the impact of competitive forces on retail landscape. So since there's a lot of competition available and if the one corporate doesn't apply AI and they don't change their strategy, they will be thrown out immediately. If the competitor uses AI and they change the product mix, pushing the sales and increasing market share, that is definitely an emerging trend to look ahead. The next point is regulatory impact. So in case if there is a lot of regulatory impact, so there is a lot of influence with regards to the regulatory move on the industry, and that is also a key trend to watch in the coming future. So there is a potential positive effect muted with effects on retail sector. That's the regulatory impact. Moving to the future trends in retailing in India, the next pointers are there is middle income group leading consumption. So as I said, with regards to the boom in IT sector and telecom industry, a lot of mobile penetration, there is a lot of penetration with regards to the SIM card, usage of data has gone up. So the middle income, there is a lot of nuclear families, joint families are broken, nuclear families, residential income is available. So there is a growth of middle class, there is a high growth, the middle class is growing, there is a growth of middle class. Who is driving this consumption? And as I said, they once the basic need is fulfilled, they wish to move to a product which is on luxurious side. That is fueling the growth. That is also the middle class is demanding more products. So there is definitely a shift, and this consumer has the Gen Z. There are different generations available. There is a Gen Z, there is Gen X, then Gen Y. They have shifted from offline stores to e-commerce. So there is definitely a shift, and that's the trend to look forward in Indian retailing scenario. So there are next, we will be seeing top seven trends. So there's a shift from unorganized to organized retailing. That's the first trend. There is definitely store design competition, new form of retailing. So the consumer now want an experience. So when they enter a store, instead of going to trial room, they can use the technology, they can just upload the shirt, they upload their photograph and see how it looks on there. That's the virtual store available nowadays. So there's a lot of competition who is offering new products or competition available, giving new experiences. So that is another trend to watch out. Technology, consumer buying behavior and entertainment. So there are virtual gaming centers. So there are the technology and there are consumer buying behavior which is also playing a major. These are the major points to look forward for future trends in retailing in India. Next is in niche sector and rural market growth. So this is definitely one of the trends where there is expansion of niche specific market across e-commerce. There are definitely growth potential in rural retailing. As I said, because of there is boom in telecom, and mobile penetration, there's usage of data has gone up. The markets have expanded. The rural markets want to The products which are available in urban market are also now available because of e-commerce platform, and that's a definitely a trend to look forward. So these niche sectors and the growth in rural market, the corporate have to focus on this market as well. There is a preference of unorganized retail, that is also one of the emerging trends. So reasons why retailers shift to unorganized market is, as I said, the consumer is getting aware because of satellite channels, most because of mobile penetration, the internet has grown leaps and bound, and there are customers who want to enjoy the same product what a urban market does. One of the biggest help with regards to the rural market is the credit facilities which is available. So nowadays there are a lot of finance company who offer 0% interest, or they offer credit at a very lesser rate of interest. The consumer can buy products on EMI. There are different services consumer can buy on EMI. So available of free credit facilities have also fueled the growth of rural market. That is definitely a trend to look forward with regards to the rural market. That's an emerging trend. Coexistence of retail channels in India. So there is a lot of diversity in the retail market where there is a coexistence of organized retail, unorganized retail. Everyone has a share, market share. Everyone can grow over there. So that's the coexistence with regards to the organized and unorganized sector. So the traditional unorganized retailer continue to dominate certain segments. So if you see normal small packets, if you compare a bigger hypermarket, there would be a bigger packet of biscuits available. But a consumer who's a price sensitive consumer will definitely still try to look at mom and pop stores where he can buy a smaller packet of biscuit, which looking at his income or his salary, disposable income or salary what he's earning. So a middle class person may buy a bigger packet looking at the discount, but maybe a person from a lower middle class would still prefer buying from a mom and pop store which look at his pocket. The smaller packaging is available. So this is an example where both the market exists, the coexist, and both the consumers will buy that product. So here the organized and unorganized sector can work together. They both can exist. That's the example of coexistence. So organized retail chains have expanded rapidly, especially in urban areas. So that is since the number of malls are coming up, the disposable income has come up. That is definitely increase in retail chain. So number of malls and organized sector is growing at a rapid pace. Online retailers have witnessed exponential growth with increasing internet penetration. So if you see the figures in the last 5 years, there have been 115 new brands which has come into existence. You can call them as a D2C, direct to consumer brands. And as I said, the consumer wants to more options available. So all this, maybe this 115 brands are in different segments. They are right into apparels, they are right into different sectors. It can be in food, they can be in apparels, it can be health and beauty. So there could be in personal grooming. So the new entrant is Nykaa. There is Sugar Cosmetics. With regards to other, we have Mama Earth, which has come in. There's a lot of other brands. There's Clovia. So a lot of consumers, a lot of organizations have come in last 5 years. Approx 115 D2C customers, direct to customer organizations have come, and they are hitting the 100 crore mark quickly. Within the 5 years of operations. So definitely there's online retailers, offline retailers have also increased, and online retailers have also increased. Definitely there's a trend to look forward. There is unique strength and partnership driving sector growth. So unorganized retailers benefit from established local network and personalized service. So definitely when there is a growth in the infrastructure and which is driving the growth, even those benefits are reaped by unorganized retailers as well, because that helps into once the logistics are in place, definitely the products can be shipped from one place to another place. Maybe the local retailers also get products faster compared to the earlier. So that is also the benefit reaped by a local mom and pop store. So that's organized retail leverage, economies of scale and modern infrastructure. So on the advent of higher big warehouses and a good network of highways and runways, freeways, definitely organized sector is benefited. Even unorganized sector is benefited with regards to the distribution and supply chain. So here the coexistence help both normal retailer and urban retailer, as well as the organized sector as well as unorganized sector. Market segmentation has been done on with regards to the consumer preferences. So as I said earlier, there's a catchment area analysis which is done. Different consumers have different buying patterns, so product mix can be customized. That is market segmentation. The when the store is put, the merchandiser or the buyer has to look at catering the different segment or different needs of the consumer to ensure that the product is sold out, and which helps the organization to reap profit. So when a product is sold, it is counted as a success, and definitely the product mix needs to ensure that the right product is available at the right price. So that product mix plays a major role along with the location. That is one of the pointers. The next point is evolution of hybrid retail models. So there's definitely online and offline presence make a lot of difference. What product is available online is also available offline for the consumers who have different buying patterns. So consumer, the corporate needs to have the both the options online as well as offline. Click and mortar stores offering seamless omni-channel experiences. So as I said earlier, there are brands which have options that you can select a product, buy, keep it aside, visit a store and pick it up. That option is also available. So this seamless operation helps in buying experiences. The customer can have omni-channel experiences, which definitely helps into the sale of a product. The retailer needs to be flexible. They need to adapt to the consumer behavior. So if a consumer is moving from online, from offline to online mode, then definitely they need to have online option available. They need to have available on the Play Store. They need to have an app. Definitely they need to move fast than their competitors. So they need to be agile. They need to be responsive. If a consumer has put a, if the customer is not happy with the customer service and the consumer is putting something on the social media, then they need to have an online reputation management as well, where they can quickly respond to the customer. If the customer is not happy, resolve the complaint, ensure that they don't lose the customer and the loyal customer loyalty is intact. So definitely adaption to the consumer behavior is also required, which needs to be very fast. They need to respond well. So to adapt fast, the need of the R is flexibility and innovation. So in case if they don't innovate, they don't keep innovating the product, they will lose the relevance. The best example of if they are not, best example is Kodak. They didn't move to the digital market, digital camera segment, and they were thrown out because of that. The same, I can give an example of BlackBerry's. They didn't move to the Android system. So if they were flexible or they had they innovated, they would have still in market. So there are a few examples which I can share. So you see there are disruptions in every industry. And again, I'll quote an example of FinTech. I'll quote an example of Ola, where there's a disruption with regards to the cab industry. There's a disruption with regards to the hotel industry. So somebody innovated something and definitely helped the customer. And that's why to stay relevant in the market, the corporate has to be flexible. They need to innovate and then give a product which satisfies the customer need. That's the relevant thing to stay in the market. Next point is inclusive of growth and collaboration. So the retailers need to collaborate. They need to have presence online and offline. There should be integration of online and offline. So if a customer doesn't want to go out and want to shop, the option is available on the app or on the internet. If a customer prefers touch and feel, go experience in the mall, that also has to be available. So definitely the retailers have to ensure that they are available online and offline, plus they are giving good service. So if a customer wants to visit the retail store, there are definitely customer care associates available helping the customer to buy and do an informed decision, buy a decision. So that's the inclusive of growth and collaboration needs to be done. So, moving to the next point is they have to leverage the strength of this sector. See, as I said, there is a lot of data available with regards to the personalized recommendation. So, with regards to the shopping online, the data is available with regards to shopping offline. There's data available. They need to work on artificial intelligence, customize the product depending upon the trends, then make the product mix. So that is definitely going to be a future trend which the corporate needs to adopt. Innovation in supply chain and logistics. So the corporates need to invest a lot of invest do a lot of investment with regards to the supply chain. They need to ensure that the products are quickly available compared to the competition. They need to collaborate. They need to ensure that the supply chain is offering products at a reduced cost and which helps into increasing the market share. So they need to invest into shared warehouses where the cost can come down if they are using a shared warehouse and there is a last mile delivery solution available. So as I said earlier that in case there were cases where in case of Amazon there were 2 to 3 days delivery which were available, but with regards to disruption there is Blinkit which is now delivery within products within 10 minutes. So if a consumer goes books a product in the cart, makes the payment, and definitely in the next 10 minutes there is product being delivered. So innovation is yes, definitely there. There are a lot of startups who are disrupting this, and to stay competitive, the corporates needs to innovate. They need to invest in supply chain. They need to integrate technology in real-time tracking and in inventory management so that they don't lose the customer. So a lot of technologies are being used. RFID is also used. Real-time product tracking is used so that once a product is picked or it's put in the cart and the payment is done, definitely the warehouse needs to ensure that it places an order with the supplier so that the product is available round the clock, 365 days, 24/7. So a lot of technology integration needs to be done. So a lot of innovation needs to be done and ensure that the product are available 24/7, 365 days. The corporate needs to have a customer-centric approach. So if they don't keep customer in mind, they would lose the plot, they will be thrown out. So joint initiative needs to be done to enhance customer engagement and loyalty. The loyalty program needs to be in a place where a consumer who regularly shop needs to be rewarded. A lot of product offering, discount offering needs to be provided so that they have a customer-centric approach because today's customer is, the loyalty keeps on changing. So if somebody is offering good product at a lesser price, the consumer might shift over there. So they need to do a coordinated marketing approach. Customized programs needs to be done so that the customer stays loyal to the brand, ensuring that the corporate sustains the market share. They maintain the market share. They give new products at a reasonable good price, which fulfills the demand of the customer. Also, the focus on delivery needs to be exceptional so that when the experience is exceptional, they will definitely stick to the brand and they will ensure that they don't shift their loyalty. So, the very important point here is the corporate needs to adopt customer-centric approach. The next point is advocacy for the industry-wide initiatives. So, the corporate needs to take the collaborative efforts with regards to the industry need to address common challenges. So they need to forget the competition. They need to ensure that if they are collaborating, that is helping them, the industry to grow. Industry associations facilitating knowledge sharing and best practices. So in case if something good is being done by a corporate, they need to ensure that the knowledge is shared so that that helps in the best practices. Collaboration definitely helps the industry to grow. So that's the need of the hour. So with this today, we saw how the retail industry started, how what was the basis of industry. Earlier it was a barter system, then there was money which came into in. There were local mom and pop stores, then there was catalog sales. Then you see there is a disruption called online selling, retailing, which has come into existence. And then how the product mix is used. There are stores which are set up with regards to the product wise. There are stores which are set up with regards to the price point. There are stores which are convenience stores. So that's what we studied about the different retail industry. What were the trends? What are the emerging trends? What are the challenges we saw? And that's the retail scenario for you. That's Pranav Bhatia. Thanks. Thank you.